Bedtime Stories is recorded and produced in the Coastside Buzz Studios by Michelle Dragony.
The Three Bears by Paul Galdone, copyrighted 1974, published by Clarion Books. Once upon a time, there were three bears who lived together in a house of their own in the woods. One of them was a little wee bear, one was a middle-sized bear, and the other was a great big bear. The little wee bear had a little wee bed. The middle-sized bear had a middle-sized bed.
And the great big bear had a great big bed.
One morning, the three bears made porridge for breakfast and poured it into their bowls, but it was too hot to eat, so they decided to go for a walk in the woods until it cooled. While the bears were walking, a little girl named Goldilocks came to their house. First she looked in the window, and then she peeked through the keyhole. Of course, there was nobody inside. Goldilocks turned the handle of the door. The door was not locked, because the three bears were trusting bears. They did no one any harm and never thought anyone would harm them. So Goldilocks opened the door and went right in. There was the porridge on the table. It smelled very, very good. Goldilocks didn't stop to think whose porridge it was. She went straight to it. First, she tasted the porridge of the great big bear, but it was too hot. Then she tasted the porridge of the middle-sized bear, but it was too cold. And then she tasted the porridge of the little wee bear. It was neither too hot nor too cold, but just right. Goldilocks liked it so much she ate it all up. Then Goldilocks went into the parlor to see what else she could find. There were three chairs. First she sat down in the chair of the great big bear, but it was too hard. Then she sat down in the chair of the middle-sized bear, but it was too soft. Then she sat down in the chair of the little wee bear. It was neither too hard nor too soft, but just right. Goldilocks liked it so much, she rocked and rocked until the bottom of the chair fell out. Down she went, plump, onto the floor. Goldilocks went into the bedroom where the three bears slept. First she lay down upon the bed of the great big bear, but it was much too high in the head for her. Then she lay down on the bed of the middle-sized bear, but it was much too high at the foot for her. Then she lay down on the bed of the little wee bear. It was neither too high at the head nor too high at the foot, but just right. Goldilocks liked it so much that she covered herself up and fell asleep. By this time, the three bears thought their porridge would be cool enough, so they came home for breakfast. Goldilocks had left the spoon of the great big bear in his porridge bowl. He noticed it first thing.
"Someone's been eating my porridge," said the great big bear in his great big voice.
Goldilocks had left the spoon of the middle-sized bear in her porridge, too.
"Someone's been eating my porridge," said the middle-sized bear in her middle-sized voice.
And then the little wee bear looked at his bowl.
"Someone's been tasting my porridge and has eaten it all up," cried the little wee bear in his little wee voice.
The three bears went into the parlor. Goldilocks had left the cushion crooked in the chair of the great big bear. He noticed it first thing.
"Someone has been sitting in my chair," said the great big bear in his great big voice.
Goldilocks had squashed down the cushion of the middle-sized bear.
"Someone's been sitting in my chair," said the middle-sized bear in her middle-sized voice.
Then the little wee bear looked at his chair.
"Someone's been sitting in my chair and has sat right through it," cried the little wee bear in his little wee voice.
The three bears went into the bedroom. Goldilocks had pulled the pillow of the great big bear out of place. He noticed it first thing.
"Someone's been laying in my bed," said the great big bear in a great big voice.
Goldilocks had pulled the blanket of the middle-sized bear out of place.
"Someone's been laying in my bed," said the middle-sized bear in her middle-sized voice.
Then the little wee bear looked at his bed.
"Someone's been laying in my bed, and here she is," cried the little wee bear in his little wee voice.
This woke up Goldilocks at once, and there were three bears all staring at her. Goldilocks was so frightened, she tumbled out of bed and ran to the window. Out she jumped. Then she ran away as fast as she could, never looking behind her. No one knows what happened to Goldilocks after that. As for the three bears, they never saw her again. The end.